Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you go there, you can find the body of work that Ken Lebo has deposited with us over the years. Ken's an original member, a founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of all the incredible things you do on the internet, books, and his new book is called Feed Your Head. Ken, tell us how we can find you and your book.
Well, the easiest way is just go to my website at Lebo, LEEBOW.com. I do have a different website as well, but the easiest way is Lebo, LEEBOW.com, and it'll take you right to the website.
I
have a blog, and every day I post good information about, you know, healthy. It's not just about diet and losing weight. It's about living a healthier lifestyle. So, and there's a lot of confusion out there, you know, because diet and health is like politics. Everyone's got an opinion,
right,
and they stick to it, and they don't move off of, you know, the way they think about how to eat. But there's a lot of different ways to eat. So, you know, you don't have to be a vegan or vegetarian, or, you know, there's this thing called paleo diet, eating how we used to eat 10,000 years ago. And there's a lot of flexibility in the way you eat. So it's really relatively simple. But a lot of people get stuck in the way they want to tell you how
to
do it.
Well, you know, a lot of times for business people can, and I know this myself, it's hard to eat healthy on the schedules that some of us keep, because the healthy food, the healthy choices are not always as convenient as the unhealthy choices. So that's one thing I think we have to do, don't we? We have to make those healthy choices. We have to go a little bit out of our way to make them available. Maybe do a little planning. What do you think?
Well, you do have to do a little bit of planning, and I don't want to say it's hard, because it's not. So as an example, you know, take a typical lunch. Well, rather than going out and having a high-calorie lunch of 1,500 calories or 2,000, you'd be shocked at some of these restaurants that you go to. And I'm not talking about just fast food. I'm talking about just any restaurant you go to.
Right.
You know, you might be having a lunch that you think, well, it's not that many calories. No, it could be 1,500 or 2,000 calories, which is basically your daily intake.
Right.
So, you know what, the night before, make a little sandwich, bring it to work, and that's your lunch. And so these things are simple to do. And so when people tell me I don't have enough time, I understand that concept of not having enough time. However, at night, whether it's 9 o'clock at night or whenever it may be, make that little sandwich, bring it to lunch the next day. So when you walk out of the house in the morning, guess what? You've done nothing other than go to the refrigerator and pull it out of the refrigerator.
Right.
Same thing with a smoothie. I made my smoothie last night. So this morning, as far as having to do any work to make my breakfast, zero time commitment.
Well, the other thing, if you have the ability, our office is in a home, an old home, and we have a kitchen, and so it's more convenient for us. But over the last couple of years, I've been going out to lunch less, staying in, eating a meal like you're talking about, and you know, I get more work done because you know, I'm not gone that time. During that time, but talk to us a little bit about your foundation that you talk about in the book.
Well, what I do is I try to combine a bunch of things related to motivation. So, you know, we know motivation is important for a lot of things. But somebody was telling her that I was talking with yesterday, actually a CPA. He changed his whole entire lifestyle, and he had to be motivated. Well, his motivation was heart disease runs in his family. So
right.
You have to be motivated. Well, in the book, I give one little extra thing of motivation, and that is if you want to lose weight, say you have to lose 20 or 50 pounds, well, why not make it into a charity, into a donation? So you now tell, whether it's in your business or a friend, you tell them, look, my goal is to lose 30 pounds. So now you've already made a commitment
mm-hmm.
to the general public, your friends, your business associates, and I'd like you to donate towards a cause, whatever that cause may be. Well, in the book and at our website, we have a donation form. The money's not coming to us. It's for you to donate to a certain charity, but you say, I'm going to lose 50 pounds, and please give me a dollar per pound that I lose. Well, we give you the form. We give you the information. So that's just one more level of motivation
mm-hmm.
to get you going. That is, it's for a good cause. Not only is it for yourself, but it's for charity.
But you know, to me though, Ken, I mean, those are great ideas. But to me, it's not the issue is not whether I want to really bad, whether I want to lose weight. Everybody wants to be healthy. Nobody's going to say I don't want to be healthy. although they might not say, I want to lose weight. Some people are comfortable with their weight, whatever that may be. But to me, it's all about having access to the options that will give you what you want to accomplish. Have either moving your schedule around so you can exercise more, changing the way you go to work or what you do at work when you're eating, making a commitment to bypass the fast food, et cetera, et cetera. That to me, that's the where things are for me. What do you think?
Well, that's true, and a couple of things related specifically to this is, and one of the 95% of people that try to diet or live a healthier lifestyle, they fail at it. Those are statistics that have been around for a while.
And often over and over again.
And exactly. And here, I find that for two reasons. One is you're forced to use willpower, and you can only use willpower for so long. That's only going to get you going for a week, 2 weeks, a month. Then you're going to collapse.
Yep.
And the other is we're deprived. So you go on this diet, you're not used to eating in this format, and so now you got two things against you. You're using willpower and you feel deprived. Well, here's the solution to that, and this is a food solution.
Quickly.
You always want to put, whatever you're eating, you want to have two things. Here's the secret: fiber and protein.
Yeah.
Fiber and protein. Those are the two things you want in your diet.
Fiber is our friend.
Fiber is our best friend.
Fiber and protein. I like that. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, sir.
Lebo.com. They can find out more about you and the book, right?
Yes, sir.
Lebow. Thanks, Ken. Good job. We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassing, Game 29 After. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
On your red band, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.